Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, silence your phones. You only gonna hear my tone. It's special how we all alone. Get comfy, make yourself at home.
Ladies and gentlemen, Aaron Burr.
Mike, before we get going, it said that this is being recorded or something.
Yeah, you had to select yes.
Yeah, I'm just worried, like, why? I don't understand why we have to record it.
It's a podcast.
Yeah, but what if we say stuff that would get us in trouble or something? Me, and mostly.
Aaron, for the last time, it's a podcast. No one's listening to this.
Oh, yeah, I did see the numbers. Okay, so I can just, all right, and you'll make sure the mic is working?
This will never come back to haunt you. You could say whatever you want.
It's great.
Even the N-word? Honestly, I know Joe Rogan does it.
Netanyahu. Okay, watch. And we're just doing a test.
Keep tapping it. A little faster. A little faster. Yeah, it's working.
Do you want me to have my hand on the side of it?
Yeah, could you ruffle the side of it, both hands even at sometimes?
Yeah.
Like switch back and forth. You don't want to do the same thing the whole time.
And you're picking that up?
Yeah, pick it up. People are going to fucking love this.
What if, like, my mouth's back? You pick that up?
Yeah, if you go a little further away from the mic.
Further forward? Back?
There you go. Just go further away and scream into the air, and the mic will pick it up.
Ah,
there you go. Yeah, no, this podcast 101.
This is awesome. We are here in the brand new studio that I built many years ago. This is called the Fireside Chat Studio, where I'm going to do Fireside Chat. Now, you've seen the success of many podcasts. You and I were just discussing Tim Dillon. Other people have probably done these. What you do is a podcast alone. Guests are overrated. Guests are unnecessary. They just get in the way of stuff, especially when you have so many things in your brain that you need to speak about. Now, you know me, I'm very politically active. Politics are important and they need to be spoken about. Now, that's enough political talk for today. I think what's really important is that we hit on topical issues. Topics are important, right, Mike?
Topics are very important, particularly for a podcast.
Yeah. So there's a lot of ways that you could, like, here's how you have to do a podcast on your own. You have to be able to have all these thoughts in your head that you can't say anywhere else. So a couple years ago, maybe people would talk about Mexicans. Now they don't.
What would they say about Mexicans? What would they say about Mexicans?
Well, people back then didn't like Mexicans because the president then, the Donald Trump, would say that these people were like trying to come illegally over the border. Now, I went to a town the other week called Butler, New Jersey. You've probably never been to Butler, New Jersey. What it is this town, when you're driving through New Jersey, you'll see signs that go to Butler. And it goes, you know, it doesn't say to Butler. It just says Butler. This is what's the highway signs do. That is near my turnoff to my town where I live. But I'd never encountered Butler. I would get on that exit. I'd go what I thought was towards Butler, never got to Butler. Then the other day, I decided to go get a new tattoo. It was pretty exciting. It was spur of the moment. Yet when you book a tattoo now, I don't know if you know this or not, Mike, it's not like the old days. It's not like you go in and you're like, hey, I'm in the army or I'm a sailor. I want an anchor. I want a heart. Tattoo people now, they're elite. They cost a lot of money. Tattoo people make more money probably than some comedians. You're talking hundreds of dollars an hour. Did you ever think that that would happen? Or did you always think that you were going to go into a tattoo parlor? It was $25 and you'd get an anchor and then you'd go back to Thailand, fuck a lady boy and get syphilis. That's what I always thought. My first tattoo was $40. You know what it was, Mike?
What was it?
A Grateful Dead bear.
You were a deadhead?
I was not even a deadhead. I knew one Grateful Dead song. That song was Sugar Magnolia. And me and my friend Ted used to make fun of it all the time. And we'd pretend that we were dumb hippies. We'd be like, Sugar Magnolia. And then we'd be like, hippies are losers. Had no idea. Didn't even know trucking. I might have known trucking. But I went because Melissa went to get a unicorn on her tit. And I went and I got a Grateful Dead bear for $40. And you were in and out. You didn't even ask if the needles were clean. This is back early 90s. So you knew you could maybe get AIDS from a dirty tattoo needle, but you weren't sure. And you thought if you had AIDS, you were young enough. You didn't care that you were going to die from AIDS. That was kind of exciting. You would roll the dice back then. Now, what's your biggest fear death-wise? What are you afraid of dying from?
Getting murdered, living in New York City. I'm afraid just some crazy person is going to push me on the subway tracks.
That's a real fear?
Not a real, but like, what do you mean? Like dying of like old age?
Well, maybe. Because
I'm a young man, so I'm not afraid of like a heart attack right now, but I am afraid of being pushed on the train tracks by a mentally disabled person.
Mentally disabled people. And they do this often, right?
In New York, I mean, not too, but often enough that it makes the. I mean, do you take the train home ever? I do, and it's just people screaming sometimes. I take the train home early.
I stopped taking the train a few years ago. I'll take the train once in a while, but very rarely. And there was crazy stuff that would happen on train. Have you ever been physically assaulted?
No.
So goes from never being touched to being murdered.
Because it could happen at any moment. It's like a fear of flying. Like, no one's ever been like almost in an accident, but they're afraid the accident could happen.
I beg to differ. Two words, Harrison Ford.
He almost died?
He's been in like literally 7 plane crashes.
That dude's got if I saw him on my plane?
Yeah, but he flies in his own plane. He's got a little Cessna and he flies his own plane and he crashes it a lot. And then he just gets out and like walks to the road and he's like, I'm Harrison Ford. Can you help me? I crashed my plane. Do you keep your back up against the wall?
No, it's not like prison, but it's definitely like it's an underground city of homeless people.
Whenever you see someone yelling and crazy, do you get worried and think they're going to try and throw me on the tracks?
No, but the track attacks happen when you least expect it. Usually the crazy ones yelling aren't the ones pushing on the tracks. They usually sneak up behind somebody.
Oh. The craziest.
But that's the only way I could see myself dying right now.
Have you ever
getting murdered?
Have you ever stood up for somebody else on the train and said, hey, sir, please don't grab that lady's tits?
Hell no. You're on your own.
I've done that.
You said, hey, sir, don't grab that lady's tits.
No, I've said you're on your own.
Oh, yeah. That's the smart thing to do. It's my number one fear, according to me.
I've jumped into it a few times and then usually the women aren't even that, they're not that grateful because I get so angry that then they think I'm crazy and I'm going to become part of it.
And then you're grabbing her tits.
Hey buddy, back the fuck off. And then you grab her tit and go, just play along. He's going to think I'm crazier than him.
He's going to think I'm raping you.
Hang on, put my fingers in you real fast and let me get the scent to wave at him. And then that'll get him away. I'm driving a butler, right? I don't know where this came from. How'd we get into the biggest fear of dying? Your biggest fear is really being thrown in front. It's not being shot. It's not being stabbed.
It could be getting shot too. Yeah, it's like getting attacked while in New York City.
Can you defend yourself if this stuff happens?
Yeah, a physical attack. I'm like, if someone comes up to me with fists, I probably won't be dying. I'm afraid of like either someone pushing me on the tracks or stabbing me or like pulling a gun out and just set, like robbing me and shooting me. Like just one of those random attacks.
Remember Doug Smith?
No, who's Doug Smith? Football player?
He's a comedian. He's been on some shows at Gas and he got his face slashed.
I think I've heard him tell the story.
Yes. Someone just walked up and like, and he's like, it just felt cold on my face. And it's like right down the side. That's a fear.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm afraid of.
That's what, well, that's a good fear to have.
That's why I have it.
I don't know how I would fear dying. Cause now I have a truck. I don't worry about driving. I don't know. I guess, well, I had a health scare where I thought my heart was all messed up. And of course, flu season. You know what I mean?
What do you mean? Just the flu?
Yeah.
Or are we talking COVID?
Or also sometimes when I'm playing football with my buddies and I get tackled after I get a vaccine.
You get all lightheaded and shit?
A guy died or he's in critical condition.
Yeah, he's doing better is the last I heard. That's one of the many categories I have ready for us.
The take on this whole thing is all the anti-vaxxers are blaming the vaccine. Is that what's happening in the news?
But isn't every single player vaccinated? He's the only one that just fucking passed out of nowhere.
I mean, and then there's all these compilation videos of literally athletes just collapsing and shaking and everyone blames it on the vaccine.
Oh, is this happening? They're athletes. They shouldn't be collapsing. They're the best of us.
There's videos of there's a movie coming out, I think, that's called like Died Suddenly. And it's about all these people that died suddenly. So all the real anti-vaxxers believe, and I'm not anti-vax. We're just anti-vax for our kid. We're not giving our kid the COVID vaccine. But some people will say like, it's the biggest lie perpetrated on humanity. And I would think that it was just drag queens teaching in schools.
The dramatic sip.
When I used to drink wine, I would do that, you know, Mike?
You must have been the worst person to drink wine.
It's so annoying. This is how I would drink wine. I'd go, oh, that smells good. You wouldn't know. Yeah, as long as it didn't smell offensive, you go, oh, that smells really good. And then you go like this.
I don't like that at all.
Oh, daddy like. And then I'd have a cigarette because I'd go, now my heart's good. So I'm driving the Butler. I'd never been there. I decided to get a new tattoo, right? You super excited to see what it is.
What'd you get? Where'd you get it?
Brand new Swazi.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Like
the new Kanye logo.
Yeah. I got new ink. So I go to get it. And I call this guy and these tattoo people. This guy was great, but this woman at a diner I saw, I go, where'd you get your ink? And she goes, this place in Butler, Bulldog Tattoo. That's the name of the place. And she said the guy's name. I forgot the name, she said. So I go on their Instagram. I find a guy that's at Bulldog. So I reach out. I go, hey, I hear good stuff about your work, blah, blah, blah. And I don't want to say, there's some Skanks fans that like offer to tattoo us for free and stuff like that when we're on the road, but it's just never worked out timing wise. And I really wanted a tattoo. So I can't go, hey, it's Aaron Berg. Do you know who I am? Cause that's just douchey. And then if he did, he'd be like, oh yeah, I don't like you anyway. So I reach out, I go, I'd love to come by. What's good? And he goes, how's one tomorrow? I go, yeah. Okay. Here's kind of what I'm looking for. And he goes, okay, send a deposit, Venmo a deposit, which by the way, all right, I will. I don't know this guy and it's probably not a scam. So I send him $100. Then I drive to Butler, Mike, and you get there. And where I live in Jersey, it's a very nice town. Butler feels like Georgia maybe or somewhere, but I get there and they have, what are those awesome flags? Those really, really cool flags that separate
one from the roof of the car on a, what was the old, the show, the Confederate flag?
You got it.
Okay.
Yeah. There's literally Confederate flags on the block where the tattoo parlor is. And you drive in, It's weird. The streets aren't just like cross streets. One will go one way, but it's not a normal one-way street. It goes one way, it curves, and then the other is one. So I park. He goes, park up the hill from the shop. I park up the hill, and I walk in, and I go, hey. And his name is Kyle. And he goes, hey, man. And I go, yeah, I'm Aaron. And he goes, okay, I'm just walking my bulldog. He's walking a French bulldog. And he goes, inside, I got another dog. And go, and there's an old English bulldog. And the name of the place is called Bulldog Tattoo. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. You own this. He's like, nah, I just work here 2 days a week. Doesn't even own it. Has two bulldogs. Go inside. Bulldogs, by the way, great dogs. They snore. I want a bulldog now. You ever had a bulldog?
Never had a bulldog, but I do like big dogs.
What about a small French bulldog?
Oh, like the little like ones that like a bit, almost like a pug, almost like
that. Yeah, like real bigger. Gay. Like mostly gay people have them.
Just a gay ass bulldog.
Yeah, it's a pretty one. Gay bulldog, the French bulldog.
That's a cute dog for you to have because you're like a tough looking dude.
Yeah. That's the problem. You know what like I mean?
You're going to need to put a chain on it or something.
No, but it's just like, it's ironic, but then it just looks super gay too. Like people will be like, people don't see me
not with if you my wear a chihuahua muscle shirt
and go, oh, that guy's ironic. They go, oh, look at that gay guy with the chihuahua.
No. I think honestly, if you wore like a good muscle shirt so they could see how tough you are.
I did that for a while and I used to walk my chihuahua and there was another gay guy that had a French bulldog and he absolutely thought I was gay. Because he was wearing a muscle shirt, too.
I don't know how he'd make that mistake.
This was in Astoria. He absolutely thought like we were dating because we'd walk our dogs at the same time. And then we're fucking. And I was like, stop this. It's really not cool. I'm not gay at all.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You know, there's a thing called a prostate. When a penis hits it, it feels pleasurable.
Yeah, whether you like it or not.
It's crazy. So I go to
Butler.
Why
would God do that?
I tell the guy, I go in and I go, boy, this is a town, huh? And he goes, yeah. And then the other guy comes out and he goes, hey, man. I go, is this your place? He goes, yeah. And then I find out, oh, this was the guy I was supposed to ask for. I asked for the wrong guy. I told Kyle, I go, I hear good things about your work. And he goes, oh, I'm glad people are talking about it. I'd never heard anything about Kyle's work. So I go in and I go, wow, this town, let me make some guesses. And the guy goes, okay. And I go, you for sure have at least one motorcycle club. He goes, how'd you know? Because you could just tell it's like a biker town. It was very reminiscent of Charming, which if you don't know, is from the TV show Sons of Anarchy, which if you haven't seen, very worth a watch. Then I go, drugs, probably methamphetamine, some ketamine. And he goes, right there. Points to the house next door, which is a drug house. There's four children of Latin descent playing outside. And then I said, also, probably not big fans of the Jews here. And the guy goes, yeah, there's some stuff around here. And I go, am I allowed in this shop because I'm a Jew? And the guy goes, hang on, and goes behind the counter and picks up one of those hate has no place here signs. And I go, why is it behind the counter? And he goes, well, we bring it out sometimes. It gets us customers. And I go, I would imagine it did. So then I'm waiting and I go, where can I grab a soft drink? And he goes, there's a store down the street. And I walk down the street. There's a bagel place run by Mexicans. Then I go back and I go, hey, what's up with this? He goes, it's really divided. There's a lot of white people and then a lot of Mexicans. And they had this little Christmas display downtown, which would be really interesting to see. And it was like a little Santa's workshop set up in a park, but it was underneath power lines. And that to me was really quintessential small town shit, New Jersey. And then I got the tattoo and he wasn't racist. And he goes, hey, I watched some of your stuff while he was tattooing me. And I go, yeah. And he goes, it's not really the stuff I like. Guess who he was a fan of?
Sebastian Maniscalco.
By the way, hilarious. Sebastian Maniscalco, hilarious.
Yeah, I just feel like he's one of like three comics everyone says, like, that's the guy I like.
He's so far. I watched his special the other night and I was dying laughing. Did you watch it?
I haven't, no, but I've seen his shit. I think he's great. Yeah.
I think he's hilarious. And now he's like kind of like an angry boomer. So he's like, the fuck with the fucking. And it's like, he's not over the edge. He'll apologize before he says something, you know, like, I get it. Everybody needs an identity, but these fucking trannies, gagoosh. I saw him first when he was going on before Andrew Dice Clay at the Comedy Store years and years ago. And I did not think he was going to blow up the way he did. He's very funny. Not Sebastian Maniscalco. Much more underground.
What coast?
West. Lives in a small town now. Doesn't live in LA anymore. Moved somewhere like Montana or something.
Nate Bergazzi?
No. Not as clean.
Someone dirty. Who, Doug Stanhope?
Kyle Kinane.
Oh, the voice of Comedy Central.
Is he?
Yeah, I believe so. Am I completely wrong by that? Yeah, he's the one who does like, welcome to Comedy Central.
Well, that's a pretty good impression.
Thanks. Yeah, yeah.
What Kyle Kinane bits do you know?
I don't know if I know any of his bits. I just know he's the voice of Comedy Central.
I don't think I do either. But I think he's like, he's very funny. I've just never heard anyone say, I'm a Kyle Kinane fan. I never knew that that was a style of comedy. Like, I think, didn't he used to do something with Amy Schumer or something? I would get maybe Jeselnik, you know, but I don't get it. Okay, so I get the tattoo and...
Well, what'd you get?
All right, I'll show you. Ready? Still ready?
Still ready. Let's see. Drum roll.
Still ready? I can't get it.
What is that? Are those dreidels or dice? What does it say? P per.
It's my daughter's initials.
P-E-R.
And it's
oh, P-E-B-B, Berg. Okay,
it's gotcha. Like kids blocks.
And what's on it? An apple? What's the next one?
An apple. A heart, and the middle one is my dog.
Oh,
that's sweet, right?
And they almost didn't tat you because you were a Jew.
I know. And then that was it. And then we talked about Instagram, and it's really nice to get a tattoo. There's something very relaxing about it. Do you know Natalie Cuomo has several?
Does she?
Yeah, I think she did like a montage of how many tattoos she got this year, and it was probably in the dozens, if not gazillions.
Yeah, yeah, she probably has about 100 of them. She has them everywhere.
She's engaged to be wed to a man named Dan Lamort.
Good for her. Awesome.
Which now I think, and they're both lovely people, mm-hmm. Do you think she's going to go by Natalie Lamort? It's got a weird ring to it.
It does have I think Cuomo.
She might do.
And she also has like a... like a brand.
Most of these cuck comic ladies, what they do, my wife included, they take the name, but they add it on. It's a slap in the face a little bit. She could be Natalie Cuomo Lamort. Like Christine was Christine.
That sounds actually kind of fancy almost.
Natalie Cuomo Lamort.
But Lamort by itself, I don't like. But Cuomo Lamort, it's almost like, ooh.
No, because Lamort means the dead.
Oh, ooh. And she's all like mysterious, right? That's actually pretty cool now.
My wife recently changed her last name to Berg, but I forced her to at knife point. Now, you're saying, you sent me this, you believe Bill Cosby's innocent.
I didn't say that.
I mean, you said, right when we started the show, you had a picture of Bill Cosby up on the screen saying he was going back to stand up this year and that you totally stood by this.
Yeah, yeah. No, I hung out with Andre Myhre and he taught me that it's because Bill Cosby was actually buying NBC. So people set him up to fail like that. So he couldn't buy NBC. I don't know if you remember the entire episode.
I'm going to see if we can get Andre Myhre on. Oh, and by the way, Andre asked me to do a show of his and I did not respond in time. So Ugh, I feel horrible now. He's going to think that this call is me telling him I'm going to do the show. Okay, hang on one sec.
Start the call by saying, listen, I'm not doing your show, but I got a question.
Yeah. Can you see him?
Oh, video.
Andre.
Hey, what's going on, Aaron?
You're on Berg's base in my basement.
Hey.
Sorry, I just remembered I never got back to you about the show that you're doing, so I apologize for that, but this call's not about that. And I will respond. We were just talking about Cosby's return to stand-up, and G. Mike said that he brought you up because he goes, yeah, Andre brought up this thing where he was trying to buy NBC and it's all sham. What do you think about him coming back to stand-up?
He can finally tell his truth about how these hoes are lying. Like, it's obvious. They would allow him to come back if he was guilty.
Preach.
Do you think he's going to tell his truth?
You never let this happen. I hope he does. I doubt it. I wouldn't recommend him to do it.
But I think he should. What else could he possibly talk about? Do you ever be at the jail and the food is bad?
I think I'll put it to you this way. I mean, I want to see if he's still going to be able to do comedy clean after this. Like, there's no way he can still be clean.
I was raping these Mexican motherfuckers.
He's got to do it that way.
No. I mean, he's still got to be clean.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I would pay, and I'm not exaggerating, I would take you, I would pay $500 a ticket if we saw Cosby, like, raw. If you go raw, just comes by the stand or somewhere, that ticket's worth more than a Chappelle ticket.
I 100% agree.
And if he just lets loose, like he's like, what?
He only talks about the rape stuff too.
Oh my God. I would pay. I'm not exaggerating. That's $1,000 ticket. If it's or Cosby, I did it. And then it's like on Broadway and he just comes out like rape.
Mark Kelly's opening for him.
I believe I can fly. Y'all going to love your headliner. Stay tuned. For the cause. I think if he came back, if he did the rape stuff, the jail stuff, and he's dirty, and he's like, and I was jacking off inside the jail, and you need to make a pussy out of a glove, and the pussy don't feel as good as a normal pussy, but you get what you get, and you don't get upset.
You get 8 hours of sleep with the type of rape I'm doing, too. I feel like this is high-level rapes.
Oh, my God. You are stupid to not just put on a Cosby wig and a suit and do a one-man show called Cosby, I Did It, and go to the Fringe and just do a Cosby impression.
Berg, you might have just did.
I would do it if I could do. What?
You might just made me a star.
I will direct it. I guarantee you this. This I will guarantee you. If you're looking to make money, you take that show to Edinburgh, that show fucking blows up. Can you do a good Cosby impression?
Oof. I'd have to be drinking.
Yeah, you can't just drink all the time and do it.
Or it would be funny if you didn't even try to do a Cosby.
Aren't my thing. I'm not good at them yet.
Wait, Mike said something. What'd you say, Mike?
It would be funny if he didn't even try to do Bill Cosby, just his regular voice was like, yeah, I did it.
He said it's funny if you don't even try to do Cosby, you just do a regular voice.
Regular voice and just tell Cosby story.
Oh, that's funny. I'm Bill Cosby. Many of you have never heard of me. Most of you have. I like raping bitches. But
I don't feel like it was rape, though. See, that's where I get. That's
where okay. You could just be like, I like having consensual power sex.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I'm going to think about this. I'm going to produce and direct it. I will get back to you about the show, and I'm sorry I didn't. I've been having some shit going on at home.
No problem. I appreciate it.
All right, cool. Well, thanks for weighing in, man.
Of course, all right, man. I can't wait to see that show, man.
All right, peace. Mike?
Aaron?
This is a real idea.
Just have him come in, put him in a sweatshirt.
It doesn't have to be Andre. We get, I'm not even kidding right now. I need a black guy that can do a Cosby impression. We do a comedy show. It's a one-man show called Bill Cosby, I Did It. And we have the, and he'll be like, it all started back in the, it's a whole one-man show. This is the most brilliant idea but I've ever had.
Where are you
going
to find a black guy that's okay with trash and Cosby?
Godfrey.
Godfrey loves Cosby.
What? So why is it trashing him?
Not trashing him, but they're not going to. I mean, good. If you could do it with anyone, I'm sure you'll find someone who's like, yeah, I'll jump in. But yeah, like a Godfrey ain't going to do it.
Godfrey would not. And Godfrey's probably really good at Cosby impression, right?
Oh, perfect Cosby impression.
I saw an impression he was doing earlier today. I was watching a clip of a show. I forget what it was. It must have been on Instagram or something. There was a clip of him doing an impression like in a big theater. I don't know. Oh, Gilbert Gottfried. You could do that. So we need a black guy that's hungry to make it. It'd probably have to be like a right-wing Republican guy. And then I'll write the show. And the show is just Cosby doing stand up. And all, I mean, it's a one man show. So he'd have to like play the role of the woman too. So it'd be like him, like, you know, when you're pretending to make out with someone.
Yeah, when you turn around.
So he goes and he just like, what it would be, the start of the show is like, I just got my own stand-up comedy special. And it's like, starts with him. And now I'm on this TV show. They named it after me. No, it's not called The Rapey Show. It's called The Cosby Show. And then it just goes through like, slideshow pictures of all the women that he slept with consensually. And then it goes to the jail years. Then it's out of jail. And then the end of the show is like, and now I'm back. Show business. And like, there's a little dance number at the end.
You know what? I'm changing my mind. I think Godfrey would love it. You should call him right after this and pitch him the idea.
Hang on. I got Godfrey's number. Give me a sec. What's he doing right now? Is he working?
If you want to ask him.
Let me see. You want to call him?
I don't even want to ask him that question. I know his answer is going to be no. I don't even think he...
Because he... I got Godfrey's number. So... I wrote him a text.
You want to act like Bill Cosby while we put all his victims on a screen behind you?
So he would say no.
Yes, most people would say no. I think you're downplaying how offensive this is.
Wait, so why is it offensive?
You want someone to go on stage dressed as Bill Cosby, joking about how he raped these women as images of them flash behind him. And then he goes show business and does a song and dance.
Well, that's your the plan. End because he's back. Like he does the jail thing, too. So wait. So Godfrey's stance is Cosby's innocent. He's the same as Andre.
I don't know if he says that. You could ask him yourself. I don't think that's his. But I don't think he would partake in besmirching the man. I know he's really? A fan of his still to this day. I know he worked with him before, so I doubt he would just make a 180 heel turn. And
he worked with him.
Yeah, he told the story. I mean, during all the Cosby stuff he did, I can't remember where, but on some film set, and he met him when he was very young.
Really?
Yeah. So like, I doubt he would make a 180.
The guy. I know who would do it. Get ready. Fucking name too. It's got marquee value. Guess.
Kevin Hart.
Not as big. Who? Hannibal Buress.
He's the one who started this whole mess.
I have Hannibal's number.
Yeah.
Hannibal. Oh, wait, maybe I don't.
But you have to explain it to him like you explained it to me. You can't sugarcoat any of it.
I'm not sugarcoating it. Well, okay, pretend you're Hannibal.
Okay.
Daryl Lennox has the number. I'll get Hannibal's number. Okay. Hey, Hannibal, it's Aaron Berg.
Oh, hey, Aaron. What's up?
Hey, thanks for remembering me. I used to do the Knitting Factory. He remembers me. Hey, he used to put me on last.
You, Aaron, you're one of my closest friends.
Not closest, but you knew how hard I would kill.
Yeah, I knew how hard you killed.
Yeah. I got an idea, man. And I know you're busy and you're killing it. You've done Edinburgh, right?
Of course.
I have a one-man show I would love for you to do.
I'm all ears.
You remember Bill Cosby?
Yeah, he's cool.
He's what? I mean,
he's cool.
You sure? Because it seemed like you kind of single-handedly.
Man, that was before I was rapping.
Oh, so you're good with him now?
Yeah, no, I don't know if you, I'm a big advocate of Bill Cosby.
Okay, here's the show. And we'll do it in Edinburgh and then guarantee it gets picked up. I mean, I know you're already rich, but there's a lot of money. It's going to help out me, my wife. Remember my wife?
Yeah, Christine, and she had the two last names, right?
Yeah, she just has one now. I'm shocked.
Yeah. Oh, she changed it? Yeah, last we talked, she had the hyphen.
Thanks, Hannibal. But the point is, Bill Cosby, he's supposed to return to stand-up.
Oh, I great. Think
if somebody goes up and does a one-man show based on his life, and we call it Bill Cosby, I did it. It starts with him doing stand-up, you know, and then getting the Cosby Show, and then all of his sexual escapades that he had throughout the years, you know, the wild sexual escapades that he had. And then, you know, he gets in trouble. So there's the jail years and stuff like that. So there'd be a little bit of slam poetry in that. Jail, is it for me? Because I am a black male, I do not need to be in prison in a system. Watch out, there's fellas coming at me. Should I hit them? I don't know. I just should do my time. Why does this stuff always need to run? You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Like a slam poetry thing, there's the jail thing. And then at the end, he gets out of jail and then there's the reconciliation with Camille. And then, he comes back to stand up as he said he's going to do. And he just like comes out in show business. And there's like a big song and dance number. You could rap it. We could write that in at the end.
Obviously, images of these women flashing behind me as I do this.
I did forget to mention.
Cause that would probably be a deal breaker.
Why? I don't know.
These are real victims.
I don't understand why that's the offensive part. Why is that offensive? I mean,
the offensive part would be what he did originally.
Right. But now it's just like, so that we could be like, I've taken on so many lovers. I'm so busy with my time. And then you'd flash all the women that you'd been with behind you. Yeah, I forgot to mention that. But yeah, that's an integral part of it. I mean, it's not, if you hate it, we could work around it.
Didn't say I hated it.
Okay. But I think it's a huge show. Bill Cosby, I did it off Broadway, if not Broadway. Have you ever done Broadway?
I haven't. This is something I'm really looking
this
to get
into. This is going to Broadway, Hannibal.
You know what? Count me in.
Fuck yeah. I got to call Godfrey and tell him we went another way. Oh, boy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, that's super exciting, right?
Yeah, Hannibal Buress.
Do you not think that's a great idea?
I think it would be funny to do a fake Bill Cosby one-man show, but to make it all about what he did and make it seem like a fun time, like he's singing songs, like look at all, to call them his lovers instead of like his victims. Is
I got so many lovers, I'm Cosby. Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. I would do it, but the problem is I can't do blackface again.
Because at some point it's like, well, he keeps doing it. Like, obviously he's not learning his
lesson. And it's also like, I never really did blackface. You know, I got creative with makeup, but it's like,
like they said, olive face on Saturday Night Live. They said they didn't do blackface. Jimmy Fallon did olive face.
Olive face?
Yeah, he had an olive hue, not a black.
Is that what he said?
That's what they said, that it wasn't blackface, it was olive face.
Mine was like someone threw pudding at me. So I think we could easily get, we just need like a black Republican comic
Are there
Cosby's any? One of the easiest impressions.
Exactly. But anyone who does an impression and loves him enough to do an impression isn't going to take place in your like uplifting story about his accusations.
Show business. And then at the end, thank you. And then there was the time I met Eddie Murphy, and he was a bad man. Is that it? Does that even sound like Cosby?
No, not really.
No. Mike Figgs could do it. Give me a sec.
Ask him if he'd do olive face too.
Okay, hang on.
Tell him, obviously, we would never make you do blackface.
Yeah. All right, give me a sec. He could be doing, he does a lot of podcasts.
Can you pitch it to him like a real project, though? Like you're actually like, hey, I'm in talks with people. We need somebody.
Figgs.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up,
brother? Hey, I'm on with G Mike. We're on Berg's Base. Do you have a quick second?
I'm on a train.
Okay, I'll keep it as quick as possible. We're doing a Bill Cosby one-man show. You do like a killer Cosby impression, right?
I know. Thank you.
Give me like a little sample, just like, can you say, and now I'm back in show business.
Well, now I am back in the show business.
That's really good. So here's what the show is. It's a one-man show. It starts with him doing stand-up. Then it goes to he gets the Cosby show. Then all of the lovers and acquaintances that he had. We flash pictures of all the lovers that he had behind him. Like while he's doing that, then there's the jail years. There's like a slam poetry piece. And then the end is him coming back to stand up, doing stand up. And he's like, now I'm back in show business.
Can you hear me right now?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can I do blackface?
No, but Mike thought you would bring this up.
I'm losing the service.
No, it's olive face. That's what he said.
Wait, I'm back. Hold on, I'm back. Okay, yeah. So I get to put something on my face.
Yes, if you want, but I'm not even
like tanner.
I'm not even kidding. Oh, Mike had something. Go ahead, Mike.
Like tell him just like self-tanner. Like
self-tanner. That's
not
it.
Shoe polish.
It's not over the top.
Okay. All right. You got me back.
I'm gonna produce it. It's going to Edinburgh. I pay your flight, I pay your hotels, we give you cut of the door. I guarantee you. And it's called Bill Cosby, I Did It, a one-man show.
Down. You got me.
Figgs, I'm not even kidding. This is the biggest thing I've ever touched. It's going to be huge. Self-tanner and like a wig, but it's not blackface, not even olive face. You just like pretend you're Cosby the whole time.
You throw in two seafood towers and you got me locked in.
Done. I'll take you out to ink the deal with two seafood towers.
Why are we still talking? Let's get it.
All right. I'll call you when we're off the air. Also, just so if Godfrey says yes, then he gets it.
Wait, what?
I'll call you back. All right, bye.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah. All right. We got our backup.
Wow. We found our Cosby.
I'm not even fucking kidding. So this is how it works. I know this guy named Brett. He used to be Jim Jeffries' manager in England. We reach out to him. We go, we need a space at Edinburgh, and there'll be tons of guys over there. We can have guest spots, like Ari will come, and he'll be like, hey, man, I have not been this excited about something in so long. You?
To be honest, at first, I thought I didn't want anything to do with it, but now that we have Mike Figgs involved, yeah, I'm excited. I can say it, I'm excited.
When you said that, I got less excited.
You're not excited that I'm excited?
No, when you said, like, now that we have Mike Figgs involved, it just seems like...
No, I mean, that's our big... Unless Hannibal. Have you talked to Hannibal?
Hannibal's a maybe. You know who would be great, and they could both do it. The two black Republican comedy twins, those brothers.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, they're hilarious.
They're really funny.
They could both do Cosby?
Yeah, like they alternate nights. Or
like the Olsen twins on Full House.
Yeah, like one is young Cosby, the other one's old Cosby.
I get it.
Okay, I'm going to start writing the script.
Yeah, we're at Bill Cosby. Can that be the name of this episode? Bill Cosby, I Did It?
Yes. I'll send the script over and we'll get started, man. I'm super excited.
Me too. Wow.
It's amazing how that just turned into a thing. We were talking about driving a butler. We don't even know how this Cosby thing came up. And now... It's going to be, and a one-man show is not easy. I did a one-man show off Broadway. It lost a lot of money.
But isn't a stand-up like the same as a one-man show, or is it more like song and dancey?
One-man show, I had to act, I had to pretend to be my whole family when I was in a twisty chair.
Oh, like that Eddie Murphy movie?
Yeah. So like I'd roll the chair over and I'd be like, I'm your dad, Aaron. And what are you doing? This is crazy. Then I'd roll the chair over. Aaron, as your mother. And my mother didn't talk like that at all. But people that directed are like, they're Jewish parents. They have to sound super Jewish.
How did it do? You said not good.
Let me see. Off Broadway, it ran for 3 weeks, which is what we wanted it to run for. It was not good. I think the closing show, there was maybe 17 people. At the height of it, I think we were giving away tickets. There's a lot of competition in New York. That's what I'm saying. It's, if I had Bill Cosby, I did it. God, if I could do it.
It would be like the new Cats.
For me to do it without doing Olive Face, this would blow up.
Yeah, well, Figs will do the olive face.
How could I be black without being black?
Don't make me answer that.
It's not possible. This is why people do it. Because I can't take the role I wrote for myself.
Well, it's like a super bid. They wrote the roles for themselves and then casted it to Jonah Hill and the other and Michael Cera because they got too old. That's what you're doing. You're handing this Cosby role down to those black Republican twins.
This is so, I need to find a black Republican comic. Terrence Williams. You know him?
I don't know Terrence Williams. Let me look.
I helped him write a project he did before. He's like, he hung out with Trump and stuff like that. He might do it, but they got to be an actor. I need, you know, we need like a Scott Baio, but black. Real.
Well, yeah, someone who could get a little method acty. Like,
do you even think it's a Republican Democrat thing, or do you think it's just I need a talented black guy that has nothing to lose? It's just,
I think black people just overall love Cosby. He's a cherished icon in their community. So you'd have to find someone who really doesn't care about the black community, but who doesn't mind ruffling some feathers.
I saw a girl the other night in New York who was white, but you could tell had her skin dyed black, and I'm not even kidding.
Like tanned.
Like real tan, like burnt, like not burnt red, like way over to black. She was black, but it looked like she had her skin dyed. She's a girl.
Was she doing the full like cornrows and long nails?
No, just long straightened out hair.
Because have you seen that?
What are we going to do? There's message boards. Put on the message board. Anyone that knows somebody that would play Bill Cosby, that'd be super awesome.
Maybe just in the YouTube comments, whoever is your dream lineup for Bill Cosby and maybe even some of his victims, leave it in the comments.
Okay. And you really don't like the idea of having all the victims' faces shown.
I think that's probably out of everything inappropriate with this, that might be the most.
Really?
Yeah, like they wanted nothing to do with it, literally.
What do you mean they don't want anything? Okay, we blur their faces a little bit.
I think the only thing more offensive than that is that you're portraying it as like good times in the 70s.
I think it's a great show. But
like you had a beach house or something.
Yes.
Which he
it's
did,
a good time.
It wasn't like a fun love boat.
It's a feel good show. Look, this is going to happen. We'll pursue this more. I should have some of the script written by next week and we'll cover more of it. This is a great show, Mike. Thanks for doing it.
Awesome. Awesome.
Big shout outs to our guests, Andre Myrie, Mike Figs, and we will follow up with Godfrey. Who else?
We'll follow up with
Hannibal Buress.
Yes.
This month, me and Lewis finish off the Offend Everyone tour. We're in Phoenix. We're in Minneapolis. We're in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. All the tickets at AaronBerg.com or LewisOfSkanks.com. And then I got tons of new dates put up. Yonkers Comedy Club, Dojo of Comedy, Governors in Levittown, Uncle Vinny's, Hyenas in Dallas, The Comedy Attic in Columbus, Ottawa, The Comedy Loft in D.C., Magoobie's Joke House in Baltimore. So that's outside Baltimore. Zany, Chicago. All the dates are up there. This is awesome. We're so excited to be producing this brand new show. Bill Cosby, I did it. Look out for it at your public theater. I'm Aaron Berg. This has been Berg's Base.